I want to share with you a few minutes tonight about Christmas. And what I want to share with you tonight is how God makes a miracle out of a mess. Later tonight or sometime tomorrow, you'll look at the kitchen table and it'll be filled with dirty dishes. The sink will be filled with pots and pans. The floor will be covered with torn ribbon, ripped paper, open boxes, broke toys. And you may look at that and think, what a mess. You know, at Christmas time, we're often reminded of the messes in our life and the messes in our family. Reminds me of the grandfather who went to the doctor, and the doctor gave him a new hearing aid. It was almost invisible. And the doctor said, this will restore your hearing to 100%. A month later, the grandfather came back to the doctor and for an adjustment to make check everything out, and the doctor said to him, how does your family like your new hearing aid? And he said, I haven't told them yet. I just sit and listen to them talk. But I've changed my will 3 times. Webster defined the word mess as, and I quote, a dirty or untidy state of things or place. A situation or state of affairs that is confusing and full of difficulties. And if there ever was a definition of mess, you would have to say it was fulfilled at Christmas. Think about what has been read to us tonight. It had to be a mess when a young teenage girl who is engaged to be married is visited by an angel and told that she will supernaturally conceive a child and give birth to the Messiah. Imagine the mess as she thought about having to tell Joseph. It was a mess when her fiancé, Joseph, found out that his soon-to-be bride is pregnant by the Holy Spirit. In fact, upon first hearing, as Jan just read, Joseph believes the best option is to secretly divorce her. It was a mess when Rome decided to force all the Jews to journey to the city of their birth to be registered by the Roman government. It was a mess when Joseph and Mary arrived in Bethlehem and she was late in her pregnancy, only to find that all the lodging had been taken by other travelers. It was a mess when Mary gave birth to her firstborn son in a stable and wrapped him in strips of cloth and laid him in a manger. It was a mess when shepherds out in the hillside are jolted out of their slumber by an angelic choir and told to leave their sheep, travel to Bethlehem to find the Savior. It was a mess when Magi showed up at the palace of Herod in Jerusalem and told him they'd been following a star for months and they were looking for the one born King of the Jews. It was a mess when Joseph had another dream and an angel told him to flee with his family to Egypt because Herod was coming with his army to destroy all the children in Bethlehem. It was a mess that impacted Joseph and Mary's family, their friends, and their finances. It meant leaving Joseph's hometown to travel to a foreign country. It meant leaving his job. It meant leaving their home. It meant moving to an area where they knew no one and trying to find a job to take care of not only his wife, but now a baby. What a mess the first Christmas was. But what a miracle. Even the writers of the Bible had difficulty putting into words the glory and the splendor of what it meant for Christ to come. Isaiah said this, In chapter 9, verse 6, "For a child has been born for us, a son has been given to us. Authority rests upon his shoulders, and he is named Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace." John chapter 1, verse 14, "The Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. We have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only Son who came from the Father, full of grace and truth." Romans chapter 5, beginning in verse 6, "For while we were still weak, at the right time Christ died for the ungodly. Indeed, rarely will anyone die for a righteous person, though perhaps for a good person someone might actually dare to die. But God proves his love for us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us." Romans chapter 8, verses 2 and 3, "For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has set you free from the law of sin and death. For God has done what the law, weakened by the flesh, could not do by sending his own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh. And to deal with sin, he condemns sin in the flesh." 2 Corinthians chapter 8, verse 9, "For you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for your sake he became poor, so that you through his poverty might become rich." Ephesians chapter 1, verse 7, "In him we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of our sins according to the riches of his grace, which he lavished on us." Titus chapter 3, verses 4 through 7, "But when the goodness and loving kindness of God our Savior appeared, he saved us, not because of any works of righteousness that we had done, but through his mercy, through the water of rebirth and renewal by the Holy Spirit. This Spirit he poured out on us richly through Jesus Christ our Savior, so that having been justified by his grace, we might become heirs according to the hope of eternal life." You know, if you read the Gospels, Jesus spent his entire ministry turning messes into miracles. It started in Cana of Galilee, where Jesus arrived at a wedding just about the time they were running out of wine. And he turned the mess of an embarrassed groom and bride into the miracle of turning water into wine. He turned the mess of empty nets after a long night of fishing into a miracle of two boats overflowing with fish. He took the mess of 5,000 men and their families who were hungry and turned it into a miracle with five small loaves and two fish. He took the mess caused by five failed marriages and fornication and turned it into a miracle of eternal life. He took the mess of an adulterous affair in all its shame and condemnation and turned it into the miracle of forgiveness. He took the mess of a man paralyzed for over 30 years and turned it into a miracle of complete healing and restoration. He took the mess of a man born blind and turned it into the miracle of sight. He took the mess of a dear friend dead and buried for 4 days and turned it into a miracle of resurrection and restoration to his family. He took the mess of the sins of all mankind for all time, beginning in the Garden of Eden, and on the cross he transformed it into the miracle of forgiveness, redemption, and restoration of a relationship with the Father. He took the mess of a cold, dark tomb and turned it into the miracle of light and power of a resurrection. So what is your mess? Is it an illness that continues to linger on? Is it fear about the future? Is it a broken relationship with a family member? Is it a habit that you cannot overpower? Are you still angry over a betrayal or broken trust? Are you grieving tonight over what could have been or what should have been? Have your dreams turned to ashes? Have your castles crumbled? Has your fortune turned to loss? What is your mess? My wife will tell me that everybody has something. Every family has something. We are not all the Waltons. And my guess is that many of you tonight have one form of mess or another. Christ can take your mess and turn it into a miracle. In just a moment, I'm going to pray, and we're going to ask Him to do exactly that, to turn our messes into miracles. And then we're going to invite you to come, and we're going to serve you communion. This is not communion for Methodists. It's communion for anyone who is here. And tonight, we're going to take the bread and dip it in the goblet. We're going to come by rows. The ushers will bring you here. But as we come to take the elements of communion in just a couple of minutes, I'm going to ask you, as you come down this aisle and as you take that bread and you dip it in that cup, that would be a wonderful time to say in your own way, God, turn my mess into a miracle. Turn my mess into a miracle. Father, we thank You that You are in the miracle-working business, that there is nothing too difficult for You to do, that You are able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask, above all that we can even think. And yet, Father, You recognize that we live in a broken world. We live, Father, in a fallen world. We live surrounded by sickness, disease, pain, hurt, heartbreak. Lord, we go from birth, we celebrate and rejoice, and yet, Father, we also go to death, where we grieve and mourn. Lord, You see the messes in our lives. You see the pain, You see the heartache, You see the sorrow. I ask tonight, Father, that You would take the messes of our lives and You would perform a miracle of healing, of restoration, of completeness and wholeness. Do that, Father, which only You can do. In the name of Your Son, Jesus, I pray. Amen.